A Summary of the Laws of Purim, Part 2. Laws relating to the night and day of Purim in terms of the davening and schedule. In Ma'ariv on Purim night, we add Al HaNisim and Shemoneh Esrei. Although we do not announce that Al HaNisim should be recited prior to Shemoneh Esrei, and rather upon the Chazan reaching Al HaNisim, he is to recite the first words aloud. Alternatively, the Gabbai can bang on the Bima prior to Shemoneh Esrei. After Shemoneh Esrei of Purim night, a complete Kaddish with Teskabel is recited, being that we're going to have a long break of Megillah reading between the Shemoneh Esrei and Kaddish, therefore we already say Teskabel now, and the Megillah is then read immediately after Kaddish. After the Megillah reading, we recite Atta Kaddish, which is similarly recited on every Matzei Shabbos. The only difference is that now we don't say V'hi Nayam, just Atta Kaddish. And that is then followed by the complete Kaddish, but this time without Teskabel, as we already said it. It is not the Chabad custom for the Baal Keri to wear a talis at night, although some are accustomed to do so. Regarding eating prior to Megillah reading, it is forbidden to eat prior to hearing the Megillah at night, even if one is fasting, as is usually the case, due to Tainus Esther. However, in a time of great need, such as one who feels very weak due to the fast, or one who is sick, then he may eat a small snack prior to hearing the Megillah. A snack is defined as up to 55 grams of bread, or 55 grams of mezaines, and drinks, and fruits and vegetables. The Purim festivities after Ma'ariv and Megillah. Upon returning from shul, one is to be greeted at home with a lit and set table. One is to celebrate, even on Purim night, with a festive meal in one's Shabbos clothing. However, being that this is not the main meal of Purim, therefore one should save the more festive delicacies for the main meal the next day. It is customary to eat zar'onim, which are grains and legumes on Purim, and many Paiskim rule that this should be eaten specifically on the night of Purim after the fast. You can fulfill this minhag by eating chumus and tahina, which are made from legumes. The mitzvah of drinking wine on Purim is to be fulfilled during the day by the Purim meal. Nonetheless, there are sources which imply that one is to also fulfill the mitzvah lubsume by the night of Purim, and so can be found to have been done in the times of the early Ashkenazi Rishonim. Tachanun is omitted in Krishma Shalamita on Purim night, and this applies for both the night of the 14th and the night of the 15th. Intimacy is permitted on Purim. Details of the schedule relating to Purim day. The Paiskim write that one is to wake up early on Purim morning to go to shul. As we ruled regarding the night reading, so too regarding the day reading, it's forbidden to eat a meal prior to the Megillah reading by day, just as it's forbidden by night. One should not even eat a snack, and many, as an act of piety, completely fast and don't even drink prior to hearing Megillah, even though from the letter of the law it is permitted to drink prior to Megillah reading and Shacharis. In a time of great need, such as one is sick or feels very weak, then one may eat a snack prior to the Megillah reading, as we explained before. This certainly applies to nursing and pregnant women, who may even eat a regular meal prior to Megillah reading, especially if she's waiting on her husband to come back home in order to read for her, and this may take quite a while. The prayer of Shacharis follows a normal weekday davening, until Shemoneh Esrei. In Shemoneh Esrei we add Al HaNisim in the Amidah, while Tachanun is omitted afterwards. After Chazaras HaShatz, half Kaddish is recited, which is then followed by the Torah reading of the portion of Amalek from Parshas Beshalach. Anyone who did not hear Parshas Zachar can now have in mind to fulfill their obligation. The Baal Keri first reads the word Zecher and then Zecher in the Torah reading, the opposite order of what's followed in Parshas Zachar of Kisetze. After the Torah reading, half Kaddish is recited, which is then followed by Hagbah and Glila. The Torah scroll remains being held until after the Megillah reading in Ashrei V'Letzin and Kaddish Teskabel, as usual. The Megillah is read immediately following the reading of the Torah and the recital of its half Kaddish. We do not remove the tefillin until after the Megillah is read. This applies even if one already finished davening and is hearing the Megillah after davening. We make sure to hear the Megillah while wearing Rashi tefillin. One who did not yet give Machtzis HaShekel on Tainus Esther is to do so now prior to the Megillah reading. Upon reciting the blessing of Shechiyanu by the Megillah reading of the day, which it is our custom to do, it is proper to have in mind to include also the mitzvahs of Seudas Purim Mishloach Manis, and according to some, also Matanis Levyeinim. After the Megillah reading, the prayer proceeds with Ashrei Uvalatzin and the complete Kaddish, with Teskabel and then Beis Yaakov, Shir Shoyim, etc., like a regular Shacharis davening. It states in the name of the Baal Shem Tov that on Purim one is to awaken early and request from Hashem in prayer and supplication on all matters that pertain to his life, family, and livelihood. In the Baal Shem Tov stated, this is similar to Yom Kippur, which is a day of prayer, and so too Purim is a day of auspiciousness for one's prayers to be accepted and answered by God. Mincha. Mincha is to be davened early on Purim day in order to be able to eat the meal well before sunset. We eat the meal after Mincha. One is to begin reviewing the laws of Pesach on Purim, the 14th of Adar, as is the law that one should restart reviewing these laws 30 days before the holiday. Regarding working on Purim, the accepted custom is to abstain from working on Purim, as one who does so does not see any blessing from such work. The definition of work is any action which takes a lot of one's attention and one's mind off from the joy. Thus, those matters which can be done without much concentration are permitted to be done on Purim. Accordingly, one may buy and sell on Purim, being that it is considered a joyous activity. Likewise, all mitzvah-related activities may be done. Thus, one may write halachic rulings. All actions that are done for the sake of Purim may be done, even if they take much of one's attention. One may not cut his nails on Purim. It's disputed whether one may cut his hair on Purim. It is forbidden to do laundry on Purim. However, it is permitted to do any malacha on Purim for the sake of preventing a loss or damage to an item. Emirat Hashem, in the coming lessons, we will continue with the laws relating to Megillah reading, Mishloach Manos, Matanos Lavyeinim, and Seudas Purim.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.